repeal intellectual property laws. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. It's also an easy way to transfer large amounts of information. Imitation is built right into our genetics. Monkey see, monkey do. Intellectual property rights are an attempt to make imitation illegal. We are nationalizing a fundamental primate means of transferring information. Intellectual property laws actually inhibit our ability to talk to each other openly and honestly. A society that restricts communications is a society that restricts its ability to make rational decisions. A society that restricts communications restricts peace and prosperity. Together with the rest of the U.S. Constitution, the patent and copyright laws have contributed to secrecy, fraud, violence, and the corruption of our society. The U.S. Constitution claims to support progress. It says, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries. Like any authoritarian scheme, the intellectual property laws have actually had the opposite effect. Only people with very deep pockets can afford to defend a patent or copyright. Any intellectual property lawsuit can cost anywhere from a few hundred thousand to millions in legal fees. That means that only very rich people are actually allowed to own intellectual property rights. The intellectual property laws have created an adversarial relationship between creators and the people who own the distribution networks. Without the intellectual property laws, creators and distributors would be natural allies. Repealing intellectual property laws would restore inventors and authors to their natural place in society by rebuilding trust between creators and distributors. Maybe we could find out what progress really looks like. Creators and distributors could avoid a lot of pain and expense by disintermediating lawyers. Maybe we could have a non-authoritarian intellectual property office that would create a database of ideas. That might make it easier to determine who created what. Actually, we already have that. It's called the Internet. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.